Where can you find hope for the hopeless? Opportunity for transformation. Peace amid life's storms. Only in God's free gift of eternal life. From New York, join us on the Pathway of Hope.
A miner left his billfold on the counter of a store with more than $800 in it. An ex-convict whose past offense was armed robbery came in and saw the billfold on the counter. What did he do? He did not take a dime from it, but rather sought out its owner and returned it. Amazing, isn't it? You see, he was saved by God's grace. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God." God's grace is given to us freely. It is not a question of what you have done, but a question of what God has done for you. It is not a question of your unworthiness, but a question of God's righteousness. It is not a question of your weakness, but a question of God's strength. It is not a question of your sins, but a question of God's grace. Dr. G. Earl Knight, the evangelist, will speak to us about God's amazing grace.
scripture reading for this evening is Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 1 through 9. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who work in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show his riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Our topic for today is God's grace is sufficient. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to worship and to praise your name. We thank you for the provision you have made for our salvation. And now as we come to share your word, we invite your Holy Spirit to be with us. Reveal your will to our lives and help us, Lord, to order our lives according to your word. Please bless each and every one of us who worship in Jesus' name. Amen. By nature, we are children of the flesh and strangers of the covenant of promise. The Bible says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Psalm 51 and verse 5. As sinners, we have no right to salvation. We are without hope in the world. But God, in his mercy and through his grace, has offered us hope and salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we are children of the flesh. God created a perfect world and placed two perfect people in it to enjoy and to take care of it. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31 says, God saw everything he made, and indeed it was very good. God wanted the first couple, Adam and Eve, he warned them of the danger of eating of the fruit from the tree of good and evil, which was in the midst of the garden, where he had placed them. Yes, the Lord said to them, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Genesis 2, 16 to 17. Adam and Eve fell to the temptation of the devil and ate the fruit of the tree. As a result of their disobedience, Adam and Eve, the curse of sin and death was passed unto all creation. It was never God's plan to allow man to self-destruct. God gave mankind a salvific antidote against sin in the form of a promise. A redemption plan was put in place to restore the human race back to God. In her book, The Great Controversy, Ellen White wrote, "Satan's enmity against the human race is kindled because through Christ they were the object of God's love and mercy. It is the grace that Christ implants in the soul which creates in man enmity against Satan. Without this converting grace, and renewing power, man would continue the captive of the devil, a servant ever ready to do his bidding. But the new principle in the soul creates conflict where hitherto had been peace. The power which Christ imparts enable man to rescue or to resist the tyrant and usurper. Whoever is seen to abhor sin instead of loving it, whoever resists and conquers those passions that have held sway within, displays the operation of a principle wholly from above. As time progresses, sin proliferated the earth, and the human race got deeper and deeper in the clutch of the devil. Descendants of Noah drifted their own way, away from God. The Tower of Babel was a symbol of their rebellious spirit. God never leave himself without a witness. Amen. Abram was a witness to the goodness of God. So God called him and offered him a covenant of promise. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3 clearly states that now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curse you. And in all the families of the earth, in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Yes, Abram's name was changed to Abraham. Abraham became the father of the Jewish nation, through whom the nation of the earth would be blessed. The Jews were not without God. For as Jesus stated in John 4:22, salvation was of the Jews. Abraham, the first Jew, saw the day of Christ afar off and was glad. John 8 and verse 56. They drank in the wilderness of the rock, which was Christ. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 4. The Gentiles had no knowledge of Christ. They had no union with him. They had no faith in him. They were therefore without pardon, grace, hope, and comfort. They had not the threefold blessings of the gospel. Christ for us, Christ in us, and Christ with us. They were uncircumcised, Gentiles in the flesh. You see, to be circumcised meant that one was purified. It meant that one received the seal of righteousness. It meant that not only the outward flesh was clean, but also the heart was completely consecrated to God. It meant they were legitimate children of Israel. The third characteristic of being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, the Gentiles were separated from Israel, civilly and spiritually, for the Jews had no dealing with the Gentiles. The word alien points to a lapse from a former unity or relationship. The first dispensation of the human race was unified. Sin, however, brought a separation. The worshiping of the true God against the worshiping of the false God brought a great divide. It is this wall that he came to break down. The fourth characteristic, they were strangers from the covenant of promise. The covenant was established between God and Abraham and Abram's descendants. Through Abraham and his descendants, the nations of the world were to learn of the will of God. Christ came to establish a better covenant based on a better promise. Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6 states, but now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on a better promise. the fifth characteristic. They were without hope. They had no hope. No hope of a Messiah and salvation through him. No hope of eternal life. You see, in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 19, Paul writes, if in this life only we have hope, we are of most men most miserable. Without Christ, there is no hope. A life of sin results in separation from God. And separation from God results in separation from his promise of eternal life, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Jesus said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believe in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. John 3 and verse 16. The sixth characteristic, they were without God in the world. This marks the climax of their misery. It is not that they were atheists, for they had many gods. They had no knowledge of the true God. They had no faith in him. They were living without relationship with him. They had no consciousness of his presence to bless, guide, and to comfort them. They were without God in this world. But I thank God for Ephesians 2 and verse 13. For there I find hope. But now in Christ, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. But now, but is a conjunction, such as yet, unless, and nevertheless, notwithstanding. You see, a conjunction seeks to join two sentences or two concepts together. It unites, it joins together. On the one hand, the Gentiles were afar off, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers of the covenant of promise, without God and hope in the world. They were nobodies. They were not only asked to sit at the back of the bus, they were outside of the bus. They were excluded not by God's design, but by their own choice. On the other hand, Christ extended his mercy. He extended his grace. He changed the scene completely by offering himself on Calvary's cross. His death was not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentiles. His death was for all who have sinned. For God loves the world, the entire world. So whomever sinned, the death of Jesus Christ would cover their sin. Back then, it was being uncircumcised in the flesh. But now, it is the circumcision of the heart. Back then, they were without Christ. But now, Christ has offered himself to all. He died for all. Salvation is for all. Back then, they were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise. But now, they are fellow citizens and heirs of the covenant of promise. You see, back then, they had no hope and without God in the world. But now their hope is in the Lord. They have Christ in them, the hope of glory. They have Christ for them. Who can be against them? They have Christ with them. They will never have to walk alone. Ephesians 2 verses 2, Ephesians 2, 1 to 10 notes, it is grace that has built a bridge to bring us back to God. It is grace that causes God to offer us eternal life. It is grace that causes Christ to die on the cruel cross for you and me. It is grace that will lead us home to glory. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. grace that exceed our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary Mount outpour, there where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Ladies and gentlemen, God's grace is sufficient for you and for me. Sin has brought separation between God and man. Christ did not leave us without a way of escape. He provided the enmity against the devil, that we would never be totally engulfed by the evil one. Christ gave the promise of the Messiah. Through Abraham, his descendants are stating that if we were accepted, if we accept the plan of salvation, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Unfortunately, the people of Israel, for the most part, either kept it to themselves or did not accept it. But Jesus has established a new covenant based upon a better promise. It is through the grace of God that all of us can have full access to the throne room of God. Jesus being our mediator, it is amazing how God's grace can save wretched sinners like you and me. Let us give our all to Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. God's grace is so amazing. Amazing grace, the song says. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Praise God for amazing grace. The grace of God is sufficient for you and you and me. Amen. Loving Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your power to save. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus came and took our place so that we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. We give you our lives today. We ask you, Lord, to take us just as we are. Make us what you would want us to be. And when you shall come in your kingdom, help us, Lord, to look up and say, lo, this is my God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Be with us now and help us, Lord, to choose you as our Lord and our Savior. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for watching Pathway of Hope. If you would like to be prayed for or would like to learn more about God's Word, please call 1-877-520-HOPE or 1-877-520-4673. You may also watch more of our programs online at www.pathwayofhope.tv. If you would like to make a tax-deductible love gift, please send your gifts to Pathway of Hope at P.O. Box 280704, Queens Village, New York, 11428. Thanks for watching Pathway of Hope, and may God's blessings be yours today.